He was neglectful of the Qur'an. He was neglectful of his duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another instance the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the authentic hadith that a person, his cheeks are torn apart, one after another. And that is al-kadhab, the liar, whose words of deceit and whose evil words would circulate amongst the people. Another, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes a man swimming in a river of blood. Whenever he comes to the shore, an angel smashes him in his mouth with a rock until he falls back into the middle of the river. That is the one who consumes and is involved in a riba. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a group of people boiling over in a pot, a cauldron. Humuz zuna. They are those who fornicate. And do not think, ya ibadallah, as al-Imam ibn Hajar explains, that the zuna are those who commit full zina, full fornication. Kalla. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari says, al-aynan yazniyan. The two eyes fornicate. وَزِنَاهُمَ النَّظَرُ. Their zina is looking at what is haram. وَالْأُذُنَانِ يَزْنِيَانِ. And the ears commit zina. وَزِنَاهُمَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. And their zina is listening to the haram. وَالْفَمُ يَزْنِي. وَزِنَاهُ الْكَلَامِ. The mouth commits zina and its zina is speech. وَالْيَدُ تَزْنِي. وَزِنَاهَ الْبَطْشُ. The hands commit zina and its zina is touching what is haram. وَالرِّجْلُ تَزْنِي وَزِنَاهَا الْخُطَى. And the legs, the limbs commit zina and its zina is carrying you to the place of haram. Each of them has a share. We are to be careful of all of our deeds, of all of our actions. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. It's enough that you were a witness over yourself. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began laughing. And he told the Sahaba, do you not ask me why I laugh? فَقَالُوا مِمَّا تَضْحَكُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَالْحَدِيثِ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ مُسْلِمِ. He said, أَضْحَكُ مِنْ مُجَادَلَةِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ. I laugh because I am amused at how a person shall try to debate and argue with his Lord. يقول العبد يا رب. The person shall say to Allah, ألم تؤجرني من الظلم. Have you not promised that I will not be oppressed? فيقول الله بلى. Yes, لا ظلم اليوم. No oppression this day. This person shall then try to use his logic. And he shall say then, إذن. Therefore, لا أقبل الشهادة. I don't accept the shahada of any person or anything or any individual against me. Don't accept any testimony that comes against me. فيختم الله على فيه. So Allah shall silence his tongue. ويأمر جوارحه وأركانه فيشهد عليه. And then Allah shall order his limbs to bear witness against him. His hand, his foot, his leg, his body. And then Allah shall say, speak, answer for yourself. And he shall say, speaking to his own body, سُحْقًا لَكُنَّ فَعَنْ كُنَّ كُنْتُ أُنَاضِلُ. Cursed are you, my own body. I was only trying to defend you. I was only trying to protect you. And then the Prophet ﷺ recited, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ Surah Yasin. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. On this day their tongues, their mouths shall be silenced. And their hands shall bear witness. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And their legs shall bear witness against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. As to that which they used to earn. The coming life, my brothers and sisters, can be one of ease or one of difficulty. and the period that you have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is finite. It is not something you decide for yourself. Rather, it is something that is decided for you. The Prophet ﷺ mentions in the authentic hadith in Bukhari, the angel of death came to Musa and told him it is time to return to Allah. So Musa punched him. وَفَقَعَ عَيْنَهُ He put out his eye. And Allah told the angel of death, return to Musa and tell him to grab the hair, to grab onto a cow and to grab from its hair. The amount of hair that you have in your hand, count them as the years you shall live. Excessive years as to over what has been decided for you. So when the angel of death said this to Musa, Musa said, what is after it? If all these hairs depart, what comes after it? قال الموت, death. There is no escape. فقال الآن, then take it now. It's a finite period of time. And it's important that we protect it. And that we understand it is something that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an amana. And as a trust that He has extended and that we accepted as human beings. We accepted this responsibility. That we worship only Him. And that we take Him only alone in worship. And that we recognize Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and disassociate ourselves from all others. So that we shall be from those who earn His mercy and earn His rahmah. And that is your goal, my brothers and sisters. In the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ أَحَدٌ بِعَمَلِهِ None shall enter Jannah based on the deeds that he's performed. You're not going to pray enough, fast enough, give zakah and sadaqah enough. You're not going to make enough hajj and umrah to earn Jannah. قَالُوا وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Not even you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have earned Jannah with your deeds. قَالَ وَلَا أَنَا Not even I, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِلَّا أَن يَتَغَمَّدَنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ Only after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelops me with His mercy. Seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure hearts, with sincerity, in conformity to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not become distracted. Know that the situation that is happening to your brothers over there is not something new. Do you know that for 91 years, not a single rak'ah was prayed in Masjid al-Aqsa during the times of the Crusades? Not a single Jumu'ah, not a single Adhan, Rufi'ah during the times of the Crusades? Do you know that this area has seen more strife than what we see today? وَلَكِنْ نَنْسَى But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is sunnatun jariyah. That it is cyclical. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ And such we give days to mankind in turn. Some days we are in strength and in dominion and in power. And others we are not. And this was a lesson even taught to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَعْدَ بَدْرِ جَاءَتْ أُحُدْ After Badr came the lesson of Uhud. Came the lesson that was taught to the Sahaba, that the obedience of Allah is more important than the victory, than the obedience of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more important than the goal, or than the property, or than the land, or than even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They learned this lesson in the Battle of Uhud. A false cry was made as is described in Bukhari. A liar. Someone lied and said, we murdered Muhammad. Muhammad has died. Some of the Sahaba believed it. جَلَسُوا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ Put their swords down, their spears down, they sat. يَبْكُونَ One of the Sahaba comes to them late and says, مَاذَا تَنْتَظِرُونَ وَالْحَدِيثِ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ الْبُخَارِي نعم آخر دقيقة إن شاء الله. And he says to them, مَاذَا تَنْتَظِرُونَ What are you waiting for? They said to him, مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Believing what has been said. He said, فَمَاذَا تَصْنَعُونَ بِحَيَاةٍ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قُومُوا وَمُوتُوا عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ Stand up and give your life for that which he gave his life for. It's not Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that we were attached to. It was his message. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ Descend it to them, Surah in Ali Imran. Muhammad is nothing more than a messenger. أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ If he was to die or to be martyred, would you turn back upon your faith? So these are the words we leave you with. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته